The Virginia Museum of Fine Arts has commissioned and purchased a statue that promises to spark a new round of conversation about the state's many Confederate monuments, as we'll hear now from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project.
The story is by Colleen Curran with the Richmond Times-Dispatch. For years, Virginians have debated what to do with statues and monuments that were built after Reconstruction to glorify Confederate soldiers. Now, an African-American artist best known for painting President Obama's official portrait may have found a way to single-handedly shift the debate. His answer? A giant bronze statue on the scale of anything found on Monument Avenue in Richmond that depicts a young African-American in urban streetwear astride a horse.
It's the most expensive work ever purchased by the museum. The amount is undisclosed. It will be installed in December, not far from Monument Avenue. For now, it's on display in Times Square. And David, it is expected, to say the least, to be a conversation starter.
The story quotes officials as saying, "Sometimes it takes art to encourage conversations in ways we don't anticipate. We are expanding the conversation about monuments. Who gets memorialized? Who is edified?" End quote. Kenende Wiley, the artist, said he came up with the idea when he visited Monument Avenue in Richmond. He said, quote, "I'm a black man looking up at those things that give me a sense of dread and fear. What does that feel like physically to walk in a public space and to have your state, your county, your nation say, this is what we stand by?"
The statue is part of an African-American art collection that the museum hopes to build into one of the largest in the world. David, our next story also involves Confederate monuments, in particular the ones in Charlottesville.
The story is by Hannah Nadenson, a reporter with the Washington Post. In Charlottesville, after a group of 13 residents sued to prevent the removal of Charlottesville Confederate monuments, a weekly newspaper, the Charlottesville Weekly, profiled all 13. And their profile of Edward Dickinson Taylor II, one of the 13 plaintiffs, focused on the fact that Taylor was from a first family of Virginia, those who go all the way back to the founding of the state, and that his family was one of the largest slave owner dynasties. The story also quoted a professor who had done extensive research. So Taylor sued. He said that tying his family's slaveholding past with his current efforts and reasons for preserving the monuments created a false impression that he is a racist.
The story quoted several legal experts who expressed differing opinions about whether this suit will succeed, but they do expect more like this one.
You may see more and more of these lawsuits where people sue for newspaper articles or commentary that brings attention to their family history, maybe a history that may go back 10 or more generations.
Taylor is suing the newspaper, the reporter, and the professor who was quoted for $1 million in damages. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.